This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One time, Umar ibn al-Khattab, it's kalam mansub to Umar ibn al-Khattab, he was asked, how come we always see you smiling? How come you're always, regardless of the situation, you're always, you know, hopeful? We always see you happy. You're always excited. What is the reason behind that? What is the secret? How do you do it? And then he answered, he said, you know, I always channel my emotions. So the Sahaba told him, what do you mean by channeling your emotions? He said, when things go tough, when things go, you know, hard on me, I'm going through hardship, I'm going through a really hard time, I know for a fact that this is going to last. This is not going to last. This phase will come to an end. So I don't let sadness take over. And the same thing when it comes to happiness. When everything is going well in my life, you know, health, family, good time with my spouse, with my children, having my job, everything is going great, I also channel my emotions because I know it's a phase and it will come to an end. So I always find that balance of my emotions. And this is how I always keep that hope. SubhanAllah, this is a summary of the life of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. If you look at Prophet Musa's life, it's always like this, going up, all the way up, and then going downhill, and then back up again. It's like a roller coaster. It's like going up and down, up and down. At first, he was at the palace of Fir'aun. He was treated like a king, right? Sleeping like a king, waking up as a king, eating as a king. He is from that royal family. He's treated just like them. So that was an amazing time for Prophet Musa alayhi salam. So that was up. And then all of a sudden, when he reached that peak, things got really tough. He was accused by murder. He was forced to escape his people, his land. All of a sudden, he was jobless. He was homeless. Everything that you can possibly think of. No money, no sustenance, no family, no spouse, no job, and getting lost. And his family, you know, he's distant from his family. People are going behind him. He's wanted right now. This is the worst that can that anybody can get. And then in that moment, you know, hope hit Prophet Musa alayhi salam. He was offered now a job, not only just a normal job, but it was 8 years of a job, secure job. And in fact, he was offered even 10 years if he wishes. And now he started to build a family. He got married. And listen to the father of, you know, his father-in-law, what he told him. You know, like coming scared and escaping from the people of Egypt and the soldiers that they're looking for him. All of a sudden, he was offered this hope and security and safe. The father-in-law of Prophet Musa alayhi salam told him, "La takhaf, don't be scared. Now you're good. Now that phase come to an end. Now it's a new beginning." So Prophet Musa alayhi salam got that hope back again, alhamdulillah. But after a little bit, life from all the way up goes down again. Now he's lost in the desert. Not only him, it actually gets even worse. Because Prophet Musa, at first, he was alone. As a single man, you can handle it. No matter what, you know, going through hardships, at the end of the day, it's only you. But now, that there is more pressure on, you know, on top of it. And that is what? That's his family now. So him and his family in the desert, in the middle of nowhere. And he's just there trying to find that guidance. And he didn't know how. Now it's the worst situation that somebody can be at. And then life from all the way down, back up again. But this time was the peak that he would never think of in his life. Something crazy happened to Prophet Musa alayhi salam that he was not expecting whatsoever. He just saw that fire from very far. And I was like, إني آنست نارا. It's like, I see a fire that might be, you know, a light at the end of the tunnel. It's like, that might be a little hope right there. I don't know how, but let me just go and see what's going on. لعلي آتيكم منها بخبر. Yeah, it's like, maybe there's good news there. I'm not sure. I'm just going to go and see what's going to happen. Now he went there. Prophet Musa alayhi salam reached to the fire. And over there, there was an incident, historical moment for Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Historical moment. Something great happened to Prophet Musa. He just heard this voice. Ya Musa, aqbil wa la takhaf. Ya Musa, just come closer. Don't worry. And then Musa alayhi salam was shocked. Like in the middle of nowhere in the desert. There's absolutely no human being supposed to be there. No creation should be around there. And all of a sudden, he heard that voice. This voice was very firm, and he cannot doubt it. It's like, it is a voice. And then after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Prophet Musa alayhi salam. He told Musa alayhi salam, إِنِّي أَنَا اللَّهِ لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني. It's like, I am your Lord. I am your creator. إني أنا الله. Allah is introducing himself to Prophet Musa عليه السلام. إني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا. There is no God worthy of worship except me. فاعبدني. That's the first command. Prophet Musa is just trying to process this. It's like, what's going on? No, this is your Lord, and I am giving you the first command. First, he told him, "Ikhla'an 'alayk innaka bilwadi al-muqaddas tuwa." Take off your shoes. Now you are in a sacred place, sacred valley. Take off your shoes and listen to what I'm about to tell you. Inni ana Allah, first command, I am your Lord. Fa'budni, second command, worship me. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. And if you want to remember me, if you want to find me, if you want to have this connection with me, then pray to me. In the salah, you will find me. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ. And he gave him a couple of commands. And then he told him, see, the tone has changed a little bit. وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. It's like, at first, one of the scholars said, reflected on that. He gave beautiful reflection about this. He said, at first, he told him, Ya Musa. So like, when somebody calls you by your first name at first, you feel like this is serious matter. It's a tone of firmness, strictness. Musa, Muhammad, Ahmed. It's like, okay, what's gonna happen afterwards, right? You feel this, that serious matter right there. But Allah has changed that tone with Prophet Musa alayhi salam to give him that tranquility, that peace in his heart. So he told him, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. It's like, what are you holding in your right hand, Musa? It's like, that's a whole different tone. When you actually call somebody by his name at the end of the phrase, it makes a big difference. Just give you that, you know, idea of intimacy a little bit. It's like, peaceful. So, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. What do you have in your right hand, Musa? Musa, alayhi salam, got so excited and now he started to feel that this is not a dream anymore. This is actually real. I'm actually talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he told him, قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ. That's actually my stick. I was like, but that's a short answer. When you love somebody, you want that conversation to stay longer. So he told him, هذه عصايا أتوكأ عليها. And I use it to actually, you know, be able to walk. It helps me walking. And he just wanted to, you know, make the conversation a little longer. أتوكأ عليها وأهش بها على غنمي. I also use it to protect my sheep and for my sheep to stay in lane. And so I use it for that purpose as well. وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. He said, like, I also use it for multiple purposes. You know, like, subhanAllah, I just want the conversation to be as long as possible. وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. Then Allah told him, أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى. It's like, now, I want to teach you something. ألقها يا موسى, just throw it. موسى عليه السلام فألقاها, it's like he definitely listened to Allah's command, threw the stick. فإذا هي حية تسعى. Now this stick became a huge, huge snake. قال خذها ولا تخف, just take it, don't worry, and don't be afraid, just take it. خذها ولا تخف سنعيدها سيرتها الأولى, it will become a stick back. Now that's the, you know, the climax of happiness that Prophet Musa can ever think of, getting to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was at the peak. Now life will go back down. What happened after this? Now, on reality, on the ground, he has the hardest mission ever. He needs now to go and to face Fir'aun. It's like, hold on, what's going on here? I don't know how to even speak. Like, I struggle with my speech a little bit. And I don't want to go to Fir'aun now. It's a nightmare. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, listen, I'm going to teach you something. In life, I want you to understand this up and down. لا تخف. لا تخاف, both of you. Don't worry, you and your brother. And take your brother, do your means, do your effort, do your pursuit, right? Take your brother with you. Let him talk, because he has a better way of talking. His speech is more firm. Let him handle this. Go with him and don't worry. Now, Prophet Musa alayhi salam faced that challenge. And now life back up again. He was able to defeat Fir'aun. A moment of victory. Now al-intisar, alhamdulillah, so excited. So many people believed the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, became Muslims. Everything is amazing. Now, the last theme of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, look at this. Because things were supposed to scare Prophet Musa alayhi salam, his old mindset. But Allah has changed that mentality of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Now the last theme, what happened? It's supposed to go down, but it didn't go down. When he was right in front of the Red Sea, right in front of the sea, and the soldiers and Fir'aun on his back, he has very few people with him, not equipped whatsoever, and there's a huge army on his back, well equipped. Pharaoh is leading that army by himself, facing Musa, chasing Musa. Musa and his people, the sea is in front of them, the army is in their back. It's terrifying. Now the people of Musa told him, "Inna lamudrakun." That was supposed to be a down moment. You know what? They got us. They are going to kill us. Each and every single one of us will be murdered today. They were telling Prophet Musa alayhi salam, they were giving Prophet Musa alayhi salam this message. But Prophet Musa learned it by then. Khalas. Allah has showed him how to channel his emotions. How to channel his emotions. Now he said, Kalla! That would never happen. That's not going to happen. Inna ma'ya Rabbi sayahdeen. Allah is going to be with me. Allah will show me a way out. I have certainty, I have yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of me. I know it's supposed to be a down moment for me and for the believers, but you know what? I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I know for a fact that Allah will take care of me. Allahu ma'ana, faman alayna. If Allah is with you, who is going to be against you? Why are you afraid? Why you're sad? This phase will come to an end. Always be hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to show you and me a way out, just like what he did with Prophet Musa alayhi salam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always instill this tawakkul and this hope in our hearts, ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.